It is Hit 100.9, Jimmy and Nath, Tuesday morning, Jim.
Nath, get the round of applause ready for our favourite guest on a Tuesday. No, scratch that. Our favourite guest any day of the week. He's from the news podcast that serves you the latest headlines each and every morning. Please welcome Tom Tilley.
Tommy.
Jimmy and Nath, how are you, boys?
Good mate.
How are you? What's happening, Tom? What's happening?
Oh, mate, the weirdest story at the moment, the Melissa Caddick story, has kind of got me pretty enthralled. This is the missing businesswoman, and everyone thought she was on the run, but then her foot turned up in a sneaker.
Talk to us about this, because I know you guys have been covering it. You even had you did a breaking episode as well on the briefing, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right. So we did our normal episode, put that out on Friday morning, and then about an hour later, the police stood up and broke the news about this missing sneaker. So we jumped on and pulled another episode together for our listeners who wanted to follow that story, because it was just so intriguing. This is the woman who is accused of ripping off her clients around $20 million. She was a financial advisor operating on a fake license. And so a lot of people were very much in the red thanks to her activities. So there was an investigation, a raid on her house in November, and then the next day she goes missing. And so that was over 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And then just out of nowhere, that massive news breaks on Friday that a sneaker has turned up with her decomposed foot inside it. A bunch of campers found it. Imagine that on holidays.
Yeah, ooh. Wow.
And so since then, there's been three more discoveries of body parts on the south coast of New South Wales.
So all around a similar area?
Well, they're within a few hundred Ks of each other. So yeah. The shoe was down near Tathra. And then there were some parts of a stomach found around Mollymook, which is about 150 Ks. God. Up the coast. They're still testing those. We don't know if they're linked to Melissa Caddick or not. Then some bones were found much closer to where the shoe was. It has since been confirmed that they are the bones of an animal, not her. And then the latest discovery is more human flesh further up the coast, just off the coast of Nowra. And so they're still testing that as well. So all these absolutely gruesome discoveries, and we're still none the wiser as to what really happened.
It's been a long time. Surely she was on the run for a while. Is that what they're thinking?
Well, no, the lead theory is that she left her home that morning and took her own life in Sydney near Dover Heights, where her home was, and that she then body parts basically floated south. And they've done the testing to show that it could drift that far. But a police officer who's a long-running veteran in retrieving bodies from the water said that it's very unlikely that it would go that far, that normally if people take their own lives in that spot, the bodies wash up on a Sydney beach called Maroubra much closer. So it's just so gruesome.
How would you, how are they, like the authorities and everyone doing the investigations, where do you begin with trying to piece this stuff together?
Well, they tried to get all the CCTV from her neighbours. It's a very ritzy area, so a lot of people have CCTV, but they found nothing that showed where she went. So that was where it went wrong to start with. There was just basically no trace. She didn't take her phone, so there was no way of tracking her using that kind of technology. So they really struggled. Basically, the police officer in charge of the missing persons investigation did an interview of 60 Minutes not that long ago, basically throwing their hands up in the air saying, look, we don't know what else to do.
Tom, I mean, as an investigative journalist yourself, how do you find the ability to put this kind of story together and tell it to your listeners?
Well, yeah, I guess I'm not spending the time like the 60 Minutes guys are sort of out there doing the sort of shoe leather on this one, walking around and trying to piece together any potential witnesses. But I mean, yeah, you get as much information as you can from the authorities who are doing all that investigation. You also speak to former investigators who understand the dynamics of these kind of situations. That's why the Telegraph on Monday went to this police officer who'd done all the retrievals, and you try and piece together the different likely scenarios here. But yeah, this is just an absolutely strange one.
Yeah, is it? I mean, you've covered news for a while, Tom. Is this one of the more odd stories?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of these crime stories, you just sort of hear them and you're like, oh, well, that's pretty hectic, whatever. This one just has so many threads that make it so fascinating. And it's kind of become quite sad. I think a lot of people followed this like a true crime situation. But now that, you know, her foot's washed up and you know that she's got a 15-year-old son who's still alive, it takes a really kind of different turn. But it does have all the elements of a great true crime story, because there's still so much mystery as to what happened.
Do you think it's going to be one of these things, Tommy, that we're trying to figure out for a long time still, yet to come?
Yeah, I get the feeling that we'll never know.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible. Well, if you want to be one step closer to understanding a bit more about this, make sure you go and listen to The Briefing, available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listen app. Search The Briefing podcast. Tommy Tilly, mate, as always, we appreciate you coming on the show.
No worries, boys. Bit of a somber one. If anyone heard that and got a bit sensitive, you can call Lifeline, of course, 13 11 14.
Yeah, absolutely. Tommy, thanks for joining us, mate.
See you, boys.
Thanks.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.